I always figured that I was going to be a loser in my life. So when I started succeeding every step of the way, I thought that I was an imposter pretending to be successful. And I did this again. I have been succeeding in the world of business now for about 12 years since my first ever win in the world of business.
Hey, welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast, where Manuel shares his business, marketing, and branding strategies he's used to build 7 to 8 figure businesses. All right, let's enjoy the show.
Hi, Manuel Suarez here. In this video, I want to talk to you about something that I've struggled with pretty much since I began my entrepreneurial journey. And this is described as, in the world at large, imposter syndrome. This is something that is quite incredibly powerful, and it really does overtake a person. And some of you guys might have experienced that. I would love to see you comment below and let me know what your thoughts are if you have experienced this. But for me, especially having grown in an environment in which I hated school, I absolutely despised anything to do with the system. Education, college, degrees, none of the stuff. It's like, for me, it was like a nightmare. I was actually born into this world that has disagreement in regard to the systems and what every human being should go through in order to be successful, quote unquote. And because I didn't want to be a part of that, I always figured that I was going to be a loser in my life. So when I started succeeding every step of the way, I thought that I was an imposter pretending to be successful. And I did this again. I have been succeeding in the world of business now for about 12 years since my first ever win in the world of business. So without getting into many details, imposter syndrome is what you experience when you are trying to impact people or help them, or when you're trying to like get on a stage and talk to others about your success, and you internally feel that you don't deserve to be there talking to people about that particular success or that journey. You feel that it's all going to fall apart anytime now, that you don't belong in that group, that you have no right to talk about yourself as somebody that is successful or somebody that has walked the line or walked the success. It's a very powerful thing. So even myself, being a person that has been extrovert my whole life, I've always been comfortable talking to people. I've always been comfortable going on parties. Even when, you know, teenager days, I always was comfortable talking and being loud and getting attention. I still have had this feeling throughout ages. Fast forward to present time, 2022, at the time of this recording. It's incredible, but this is something that still occurs in my life. When I get on a big stage, like recently I went to this conference called Traffic and Conversions. It is the largest marketing conference on the planet. It's in San Diego, California. And this is the second year that they invited me. The imposter syndrome is real. Before I get on these stages, you always get nervous. You always start feeling, you get the jitters, you get the butterflies. All those things don't actually disappear. So for me, there's been a lot of different moments in the journey in which I have realized that I deserve to be talking to people about success. I can tell you that the thing that has made me the most confident about my journey and my ability to be able to give you guys information is my team, the people that I've actually surrounded myself with. Not everybody has the ability to manage large teams at scale. Things are very easily falling apart when you have a team of people that you got to be responsible over. And I got over 250 people around me that call me their leader. And that for me has been obviously a very important part. But I can tell you, I have been speaking on stages since January 2017. My first ever stage, 2017, I spoke in front of an audience of 50 people. I was invited to speak at a conference, small conference of 50 people. It was actually a total of 2 days. One day it was going to be 50 people. The other day was going to be another 50 people. And I was invited by my mentor, my original mentor, and now a good friend of mine, Mr. Ben Cummings, who's an e-commerce legend. He was very focused on the subject of Amazon for a long time. This individual invited me to go speak on his stage to his 50 people. Why did he invite me? Again, me feeling like an imposter. Why do I have the right to go and talk to people about what I have accomplished in regards to business? Ben Cummings had been hearing about my success for 6 months now. I email him, I send him screenshots, I send him evidence. I am excited about what I'm accomplishing with his teachings and his trainings. And because I did that for a long time, one day he responded and he said, Manuel, would you be okay if I have you speak in front of my audience in Las Vegas on this upcoming event that I'm hosting in January? And I said, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I'm never getting on a stage, but I believe that I can give value. So yes, let's go and do it. And I went there and I delivered it. The first minute before I started speaking, my mind fought every single positive, negative thought that I could ever have about what the heck am I doing here? These people are looking at me. There's 50 people that are successful, that each one of them paid $10,000 to be in that chair. It was a lot of pressure, that are there listening to me for the next hour about business and strategies for them to succeed in the world of marketing. This is before I understood that I was a marketer. But I got on that stage, and for one minute, I felt every single possible doubt that a human being could have until I just got on a roll and I kept on talking. And at the end of that 1 hour, I just delivered content. And at the end of that particular seminar, the first one that I ever did, I got a standing ovation. And people actually clapped and they formed a line. People formed a line to ask me questions. And that is the first time in my life that I actually felt that I had enormous value to give to the world. At that moment, I realized, I think I got something special here. And I never, ever looked back. I got into hundreds of stages from that point on. I've delivered hundreds of webinars. I have had thousands of students. I have accumulated millions and millions and millions of views on my content. And it all began with that initial moment in which this person called Ben Cummins opened up a door that I didn't feel that I was capable of walking through until I mustered up enough courage. Because let me tell you something, it requires courage. People can open up the doors, but if you don't get enough courage, you're not walking through those doors. It was a very, even me as an extrovert, it was a daunting thing to do for me to decide to be like, okay, I'm going to get on the stage. I'm going to talk to people. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't never talked to anybody before at scale, but I feel I got something here that maybe is going to give people some value. And I want to do something bigger than just being behind the screen. Let me go ahead and do it. And I put myself in an uncomfortable position. So it's just about the moral of the story and the value for you watching this or listening to this particular video is that you got to have just that special moment in which a door gets opened. And then you got to have enough courage to walk through that door. And then you got to just go out there and do it and get through whatever imposter syndrome that you have, because what you have done is successful. You're not making things up. You got to stop for a second, smell the roses, and understand that you have succeeded to a degree that is probably higher than most people around you. And because you have succeeded, people want to hear from you and they want to get your help because they also want to go down a similar journey. And that is really powerful. And it opens up the door for expansion. And here's the thing that I will tell you to close this particular video. The more you help people, the more you will inevitably grow. That is just the fact of life. The more that you influence people at scale, the more that you yourself will find yourself on a growth path. And that has been proven to be true time and time again. Everybody that I have had the pleasure, the privilege of working close with, including my father, including clients like Dr. Eric Berg, including like legendary musicians like Chick Corea that I got a chance to work with for a few years, left and right, everybody that I have worked with, they had one focus and they wanted to help people and they wanted to influence people at scale, whether that's through a business, through content, through education, through information, through inspiration, through entertainment. It doesn't matter how, but they wanted to impact people more than they wanted to make sales. And because they had that attitude towards life, they found themselves on a growth path, inevitably find themselves through a growth path themselves. So hopefully this provides value to you. You got to be working hard until you have enough success under your belt that you're going to have somebody open up a door of opportunity. And once that door gets open, you got to get enough courage to make you or help you walk through that door, even if it makes you uncomfortable, because trust me, it made me really, really, really uncomfortable to walk through that door, all right? But I did, and my world changed, dramatically changed, and now I have an organization of incredible people around me, and I am growing every single year, and I haven't had a single down year ever since. So it's quite a magical formula, and at the same time, it is a lot of fun, and that makes life that much better, because you're not just going for the motions of life, you are playing and dancing to the music every step of the way while you're living life. And that's quite magical. All right, hope you enjoyed this video. And if you liked it, please leave a comment, subscribe to the channel, and I will see you in the next one.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.